Part C.
Thanks for joining us today, Dr. Hansen. You study health and weight loss and how the time we eat is important. Could you explain?
Certainly. Studies have shown that you can lose weight effectively if you eat dinner before 7 p.m. As a matter of fact, skipping dinner altogether is the best way to lose weight.
Is there anyone who would like to comment?
Yes, my name is Karen. I have tried skipping dinner but have had no success. All it did was make me hungrier around midnight and I couldn't sleep. So I end up having a late night snack. What should I do?
Well, in that case, you should just have your late night snack much earlier, at around 6:30. See how that works, Karen. You should not eat at least 2 hours before bedtime. That will ensure proper sleep and efficient use of calories.
Okay, maybe that's a more realistic option for me.
When people eat late at night, they are at risk for an increase in blood sugar levels, heart diseases, and obesity.
Thank you, Dr. Hansen. I have the results of some medical diet programs from 2013 here that say early dinner eaters lost 22 pounds, while late eaters lost 17 on average.
Can I break in here?
Please go ahead.
I'm Carl. I have something to ask Dr. Hansen. What about a late lunch? Does that make it difficult to lose weight?
We burn calories when we digest food. In one study, women who ate lunch as late as 4:30 p.m. burned fewer calories while digesting their food than when they ate at 1 p.m., even though their activity levels were the same.
So basically, should we eat all of our meals early?
That's right. There is also another study that says U.S. adults take in 17% of their day's calories at breakfast, 24% at lunch, and 34% at dinner. The most calories should be taken in at breakfast and then lunch. Dinner should be light.
I read somewhere that you should eat breakfast like a king, lunch like a prince, and dinner like a pauper. We may have to change our eating habits.